The edible oil industry is facing challenges in importing 10 tons of soybean due to conflicting guidelines issued by the Department of Plant Protection, DPP, and the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. The government has permitted the edible oil industry to import 10 tons of soybean from the United States and Brazil. However, sources reveal that the EPA has issued guidelines allowing importers to bring in soybean over a 10-month period without restrictions, while the DPP requires the entire quantity to be imported within 3 months in a single shipment. This discrepancy has prompted the edible oil industry to raise the issue with the Prime Minister's Coordinator for Climate Change, Romina Khurshid Alam, during a meeting held on Wednesday. The meeting was attended by Parliamentary Secretary Rana Ahmad Atik Anwar, Federal Secretary Aisha Humaira Moriani, senior officials from the Ministry of Climate Change, and member of the National Assembly Rais al-Haq. During discussions with a 6-member delegation from the edible oil industry, led by C-Trade Group CEO Omar Najib Balagamwala, the Prime Minister's aide emphasized the need for sustainable sourcing, energy efficiency, waste management, and circular economy practices to foster a cleaner environment. Industry representatives noted that edible oil prices had dropped following the government's decision to allow soybean imports. They also requested permission to import canola from the United States and Canada. Alam stressed the importance of strengthened collaboration between government bodies and industry stakeholders to achieve climate resilience and sustainability goals. She highlighted the critical need to reduce emissions to support Pakistan's agricultural and economic stability. These industries are crucial to our national economy, but they must also shoulder the responsibility of minimizing their environmental footprint to align with the government's climate goals, Alam said, stressing that adopting eco-friendly practices is key to ensuring that growth does not come at the cost of the environment. The C-Trade Group CEO outlined challenges faced by the edible oil industry, including shipment delays and technical barriers to importing oilseeds. Alam assured the delegation of the government's commitment to facilitating the industry while urging leaders to explore sustainable production alternatives. Pakistan's climate strategy must address the environmental repercussions of food production, Alam emphasized, advocating for responsible sourcing of raw materials, cleaner production techniques, and waste reduction efforts. Although comprehensive data on waste generated by the oil and ghee industry is lacking, Alam pointed out that the sector produces significant amounts of solid, liquid, and packaging waste. She called for the implementation of proper waste management and waste-to-value strategies to address these issues.